Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Okay, here comes my last 53 minutes or something like that on The Fan. 51 minutes, actually, from right now. KM to AM. Just hanging out, talking sports, taking calls, not stressing too much about a loss or five losses or four losses, not stressing too much about 29 scoreless innings, not stressing too much about blowing the game in the eighth inning and then losing in 10. It is what it is. The baseball is going to baseball. We can't always be riding high. We can't always be the Kings. We can't always sweep teams. We can't always dominate. Too many times we get stuck in our own vision of how things are supposed to go, and we don't realize that there are other teams. I think I said that last night. Like, yeah, I hope the Yankees break out of it, but the problem is there's a whole other team over there. The Angels want to win too, and they're not trying to help you break out of it. Kyle Hendricks was not trying to help the Yankees break out of it tonight. 888-808-1019. And same thing with the Braves and the Mets. It's cool to beat up on the teams you're supposed to beat up on, but when you meet your division rival, when you meet a familiar foe, and you have them beat, you have to put your foot on their throat. You have to win that game. You cannot give them you can't give them a glimmer of hope. You can't leave that door open because here they come. So 888-808-1019. I said today, coming in, I was going to talk about Caitlin Clark or something. I was going to try and talk about anything else. Yeah, I was like, what do we talk about? But I didn't mention really, I don't want to talk about Caitlin Clark. I did see she balled the other day, and that prompts me to go to Ben in Brooklyn, and then I just came in with the biggie, where Brooklyn at? Ben, what are you thinking? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what up, KM in the AM? How you doing?
Good.
First props for briefly mentioning Caitlin Clark in the beginning of the show. She's a baller, no question. Definitely electric, brings eyes to the league. And, she handed the Liberty their first loss.
Right.
So respect to her. But since you brought her up, can we just talk about the team she beat? The New York Liberty.
Yes.
Best record in the East.
Yes.
Reigning champs.
There it
is.
And
you barely know they'd exist, right? And so there's one New York team actually handling business, and we're treating them like they're, the Staten Island Liberty. Not a squad playing lights out at Barclays. And look, I get it. Not everyone's glued to the WNBA, but they've got New York across their chest, same as every team we live and die with. And right now with the Mets, Yankees on 4-5 game skids, I'm just trying to bring a little positivity to the city. I'm not saying turn WFAN into the Fan of women's basketball, but how about a little love for the only New York team actually winning titles, you know?
No, I'm with it. I'm 100% with it. I wish I knew more. I kind of keep eye on them, you know?
No, of course. We got Sabrina Ionescu, a.k.a. the Splash Sister, and she's rewriting physics from behind the arc. She's, like, one of the best shooters in basketball history. She took on Steph Curry a couple years ago in a three-point contest.
I remember.
Yeah, and so best shooter in basketball history, not just women's basketball, period. She'd cook 90% of the NBA in a three-point contest with one hand and a LaCroix in the other.
Yeah, you know? She's so, like that. She's a Kobe disciple coming out of Oregon, first pick. She's got her own shoe. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know that.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, just everyone's all depressed, but, you know, I think we should talk a little bit about one of the New York great teams. That's all.
Respect to that, Ben. I can take it from here. Yeah, so I remember last year with their run, even going back 2 years, right? You know, I did try to talk about the Liberty and putting respect on women's sports and really just putting respect on the fact that they were good, right? So they lost to the Vegas Aces 2 years ago, and I had Megan Triplett on from the YES Network call into my show. She's a sideline reporter for YES, and she, you know, covers the Liberty. So I had her call into my show. I did my part. And then even last year when they won, I gave them props. I gave them credit. You know, they have an MVP in Breonna Stewart. They have Sabrina Ionescu, who you just heard Ben talk about her shooting prowess. Jonquel Jones. And, they were handed an L by Caitlin Clark, who, not for nothing, yo, if you're seeing what's going on with Caitlin Clark and the amount of discourse, whether it was her versus Angel Reese and the foul that happened and how, like, RG3 and Ryan Clark ended up beefing to the point where they were attacking each other and Ryan Clark took a shot at RG3's wife, and then it was all these other things unraveling around Ryan Clark and his baby mama and his, like, it got ridiculous if you're on sports Twitter. All off of a Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese thing. Shout out to Angel Reese, who just put out a copyright on the term me bounds, because Angel Reese gets her own rebounds, and people say she stat pads from missing shots and getting the rebounds. She just trademarked the term me bounds. And there's been this villain dynamic, you know, back and forth between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. I think it's great for the WNBA. You need that. You need characters. You need these type of things. And now Indiana, I was seeing tonight, they were brawling. They were fighting. There was a little pushing and shoving going on. Caitlin Clark is back now. And I do even remember just a couple weeks ago, the conversation around Caitlin Clark is not playing. Ratings are down. Ticket sales are down. Like, Caitlin Clark is the biggest thing to hit the WNBA. High tide raises all ships. Like, she has brought everybody up. And she comes back, and the New York Liberty, our New York Liberty, that play in the Barclays Center, that are the defending champs, she is able to beat them. You know, hand them their first loss. And she's shooting from the logo. So let's hear our GOAT, Mike Francesa, talking about this on his podcast yesterday. I'm like, okay. Now, friends, and I don't know if you guys listen to Mike's podcast. It's a pretty good podcast. Like, Mike talking about Caitlin Clark, talking about me giving him some love and WFAN giving some love. Like, we have now started to get to the point where WFAN is in regular sport, or WNBA, not, you know, WNBA is in regular sports conversations, not just, you know, WFAN, but all over. They're talking about it on ESPN. You know, all of the biggest names in sports conversation have to weigh in on it. Here's Mike Francesa talking about the WNBA and Caitlin Clark.
She reminds me, when I watched her the other day, the joy with which she plays and the verve with which she plays and the incredible display on the three-point shots and the quickness of the release and the ball handling and the passing. I said, this reminds me of Pistol Pete Maravich. It's a show. I almost came out of my chair watching it. I was like, this is unbelievable. I loved it. I loved it. I've never watched a WNBA game in my life. I would pay to see her play. I would travel to see her play. That's how exciting she is. She's thrilling. Nothing short of it. She's got a charisma on the court that is Maravich-like. She was so good on Saturday in that first half with those bombs. I mean, it was delightful to watch. It really was.
I mean, there you go. And she broke Pistol Pete Maravich's college scoring record. She surpassed him in career points. And she's a dog. Like, I saw these clips coming out today of her kind of jawing with somebody. Sophie Cunningham, I guess, took up for her. I don't know. I'm learning. But these type of things pull you in, right? Because it's not just the, you know, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. But, like, watching women's basketball in years before, I couldn't watch it because I'm like, it's not athletic enough. It's not competitive enough. Like, it's not, like, I'm used to watching the NBA and college basketball. There are high school boys who ball harder than this. And you know, like, and I'm not knocking it, but, like, that's for me, I'm like, that nobody can dunk. Nobody can really, but, like, now these girls can really shoot. These girls can really dribble. And it's starting to get a lot of eyes and ears, attention, and then more funding and more money. And you've seen WNBA supported by NBA players, whether it is Kobe Bryant, whether it is Kyrie Irving, whether it is Mikal Bridges, you know. And that's, I think that's good for the sport as well. So 888-808-1019. The Liberty deserve our respect and attention, but they're not going to, like, there are a ton of sports teams in New York, more than any other city. We've got two for every league. So to add the Liberty into the conversation, like, they're just almost never going to, even being good, they're just not going to move the needle more than the Mets or Yankees, and they share that season. I think I've talked about on The Fan, I was invited to go see a Liberty game, and the people that I was dealing with, I'm like, they always play when the Yankees play. I'm like, I'm on the radio. I have to watch the Yankees games, and, like, I'm a fan. I go to 40, 50 Yankee games. I'm like, I don't see a Liberty game on this calendar that I would rather go see the Liberty than the Yankees, or that I could go sit at a Liberty game and physically put my eyes on that and then get on the radio, and nobody's going to want to talk about what I saw at the Liberty game. They're all going to want to talk about what happened in the Yankees game and the Mets game. But no, respect to Caitlin Clark, respect to the Liberty, respect to the Fever, who are building their team around this girl. And there's a lot of hate and animosity. A lot of people playing the race card with it as well. And Caitlin Clark, she's one of them ones. She's like that. Like, she's really actually good. And now, like, they're not letting these girls bully her. You know, she's got some teammates that got her back. Good. It's all a part of the script and the drama and the narrative. And, you know, this girl, she was a legend at Iowa. She was cooking at Iowa, drawing big crowds there. And she's continued to do the same for the Indiana Fever in the WNBA. 888-808-1019. You can't say that I never give WNBA any time. I've been doing it for the last few years when it makes sense. The Liberty did bring a parade to New York. I watched the live stream of it. It was small, but it counts for something. But damn, we need a parade in New York. You know, I wasn't on Friday. I wasn't on Saturday or Sunday. But there's never a time that I don't get hit up about what goes on WFAN, whether it's Twitter, whether it's text, whatever. And I am not always listening to the station. I can't. I can't. I have other things I'm working on. I have a kid. I have a sleep schedule where, like today, I didn't actually get up until 11 a.m. I don't know what it is with the allergies, bro. Like, I had terrible allergies today, and I stopped taking my, like, Zyrtec or Zizol or whatever, because it's June. So I'm like, you know, you start taking that stuff in, like, March, April, May, but by June, like, spring allergies are supposed to pass. I felt like I was sick this morning. Nose running, sneezing. I'm like, I couldn't get out of bed. So what I'm saying is, like, by the time I get out of bed, like, I turned on BT and Sal a little bit, and I saw the internet reaction. That's Sal Licata. Sal Licata. That's Sal Licata. He's good, boy. That's Sal Licata. He's good at, you know, getting under the skin of the Yankee fans first thing in the morning. And, you know, people hitting me up, and I'm like, yo, it's got nothing to do with me. Sal's doing what he's doing, and it's working. You guys are all writing and talking about it, but I don't catch everything. I'm in the gym. I'm in meetings. I'm doing content. I'm working on other things. I don't catch every single thing. But I did, you know, catch last week and some of the conversation about who's better, between the Mets and the Yankees. And I'm like, here we go again with this conversation around World Series, World Series. Hand up, I said this year I don't think either one of these teams make the World Series. Hand up, I also came out and said, hey, after the first quarter of the season or first third of the season, they both look like teams that could make the World Series. I stand corrected. Long way to go. I might not be correct. I might be right. But I've also heard this narrative since, you know, let's say 2022. World Series, Subway Series, Fall Classic, Yankees versus Mets. It's a crash course. It's bound to happen. Keith, do you want it? And what I say to that is, so be it. And if it happens, it happens. And what I feel like is, if it happens, it happens. I'll be happy about it. Not because I don't want us to share the spotlight of the World Series. Like, the Yankees in the World Series last year was East Coast versus West Coast, and the Yankees embarrassed themselves. It'd be good for baseball, but what it would be good for is New York, because it would guarantee us a parade. 888-808-1019. If it's Mets-Yankees in the World Series, win or lose, and obviously I would be crushed if the Yankees lost. I've already, you know, lived through them beating the Mets in 2000 when I was a wee little lad. If the Mets win the World Series, and I know Yankee fans might not want to hear this, and Mets fans probably don't want me pulling up, if the Mets win the World Series this year against the Yankees or whoever else, I'm going to the parade. I'm going to be out there. I want to lay eyes on the parade. I want to see what the parties are like. I want to see what the streets are like. I want to see what the bars are like. I want to see how this city gets shut down for a night, for a day. It's been too long. I want to see what a modern-day sports parade looks like when one of the major sports in New York City wins, where you can see the actual diehard fans of that team in tears, embracing, bringing family members out, putting everything else to the side and saying, no, today we are celebrating that we are champions. I'd like to see it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Flatbush and talk to Ron on the Fan. What's up, Ron?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, I went too long, I guess. Ron going once, going twice. Ron is not with us. Ron is on hold. But yeah, I knew the Knicks weren't going to win. I played along for the ride, being the first voice on the Fan every night after the Knicks games. I played along. I know some Nets fans were mad at me for that. I don't care. I'm going to do the job. And the job was to talk about what was happening and all this other stuff in the game, and it has nothing to do with the Nets. I never thought the Knicks were winning. I had a video go semi-viral where before the Karl Anthony Towns trade happened, I was like, this Knicks team's not even going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. That happened to be wrong. I just didn't see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals with the Villanova four and like, I don't know, Jericho Sims and Mitchell Robinson, but whatever. I didn't think the Rangers were going 2 years ago. And through that whole run, I was on WFAN, Chris Kreider, hat trick, you know, taking calls as fans were getting excited about them potentially. And then, you know, the Panthers stomped them out. Where else have we even been close? The World Series last year. And as I heard somebody call the Fan the other day and say that the Yankees would have beat the Dodgers if it wasn't for game one. I honestly don't feel that way. I don't. I feel like the Dodgers were going to win anyway. The Dodgers spent the most money. They had the better team. The Yankees had so many flaws, so many holes, and then they made so many mistakes. I didn't think the Yankees – I wanted the Yankees to win. I dreamed the dream. I wanted the Yankees to win the World Series, but ultimately they weren't winning that. Like, they almost got swept. People forget that too. Like, they were the bullpen game is the only game they won. The Yankees could have been swept in the World Series. Instead, they got the gentleman sweep. The Mets lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS. It's like the highest run differential in an NLCS in decades. So, like, I guess you could say they were close. They took two games off the Dodgers, but the games that they lost to the Dodgers were 8-0, 9-0. Smacked. I don't know, man. I'm aging out. And back in the day, I dreamed of, hey, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to get a job in the city. And cavalierly thought that the Yankees would have 2-3 World Series in that time span. And even like I graduated when the Giants won the Super Bowl and had their parade. I'm thinking like, you know, maybe the Giants have one. You know, rest in peace to my brother. My brother was in the city, got to go to the Giants parade, got to go to the Yankees parade, was up here. And I didn't get on the train and come meet him. But like, you know, what he would tell me is like, bro, no, nobody's working. Like, we're at the bar. We're outside. Like, bro, and this is before the phones were 4K, before you could go live. You know, just craziness and madness in the city. And people that don't even care that much about sports just know, hey, we won. We're the champions. There's a party at this bar, at this club. Like, that's what I want to be in, man. I want to be around in New York for all of that when they plan party after party after party after party. And all these different athletes and entertainers and people that are fans of these teams have their World Series party, have their NBA Finals party, have that, you know, like, but we can't get one. We can't get one. The Liberty win it, and they're not big enough to command that type of audience. They're not big enough to command that type of a parade, or, you know, they haven't even been around long enough. WNBA hasn't been around long enough for the parade to be that big for any of these teams. You know, I remember seeing the live stream of the Vegas Aces, and I'm like, come on. Like, the Vegas Aces, they haven't had sports that long in Vegas, let alone a women's basketball team. I'm like, the people that they had out there, just people in Vegas, maybe family members. Anyway, 888-808-1019. All we can do is hope and dream and wish one of these teams come through. And in the meantime, we'll talk about who's better than the other and who the king of New York is. There ain't no kings. We're losers, straight up. We take L's, straight up. We cannot figure it out. Like, they're about to have a parade in Oklahoma City. They're about to have a parade again in Sunrise, Florida, right? Isn't that where the Florida Panthers play? Like, their arena is in Sunrise, Florida. I guess it's close enough to Miami that they can get it popping down there, but not really. Not really. Not really. I mean, Philadelphia sucks. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles have had multiple parades for winning the Super Bowl in the last decade. We can't get one. Can't get close to one. Football-wise, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of these things. I'm gonna send Fleeg some more audio before we go to break here. You know, I'm hearing and I'm reading a lot of things about camp. And as a former football player myself, I just can't put any stock into what guys are doing in shorts and jerseys. I know it's good. Like, you know, and people know more than me. It's good to create like a buzz and internet chatter and like, okay, Abdul Carter ends up going viral for the, you know, the video that he posted on his Instagram of the pass rush. And when I got on, I'm like, yo, he's got to learn not to post those things. It's practice. It is private stuff. It's something that, I don't know. He's got to learn, like, as a rookie, like, you don't need to show the world any practice film. One, that's like, that type of stuff can be taken from other teams. And two, you're like, you don't need to flex, bro. I know you're eager. You know, you're so far away from week one where we'll all see you, but you don't need to flex your technique in practice. And then also, you're making the offensive line look bad. And so Jermaine Illuminor was like, all the stupidest things go viral on the internet. Yeah, they go viral because, one, we're obsessed with football. The NFL is king. We absolutely just eat anything up with the NFL. Two, Abdul Carter's number 3 overall pick. He posts something on his Instagram, and people are going to hype him up, but they're also going to look at the Giants' offensive line, which has been an issue for years, and be like, oh, this offensive line's terrible. As I'm looking at Russell Wilson, he's just too short. I've told my Russell Wilson story too many times. I'm not going to tell it again. But look at, he's just so stumpy as a quarterback. He's gotten it done, though. Super Bowl champ, should have had 2 rings. But I'm looking at the Giants post. Russell Wilson's first media day as a Giant. And he's a clear-cut QB1. He's just so, like thick-bodied. He doesn't even look 5'11". He's like 5 foot. And like the older he gets, the more he's like filling out. Like he just doesn't even look like he can run anymore. But we'll see. All right. So what I want to do is play Connor Hughes, fellow Monmouth University alum, coming out of practice. And you know what? Today I'm looking at Connor and his Twitter. And I'll read the tweet that he put out. And I almost responded to it, but I'm like, I'm not going to undermine this guy. Connor is a football guy all the way. And if he's saying something like this, he absolutely means it. Like, if he's saying something like this, he's not just blowing smoke. So he tweeted out today at 12:10. He said, Abdul Carter is having a very, capitalized V-E-R-Y, very active day. Already has 2 would-be sacks. Nearly had a 3rd one here on Jackson Dart. He might be very good. And I was going to respond and say, like, he was the number 3 overall pick. Did you not watch him at Penn State? I know you saw him at Penn State. He is good. He's like that. He's been like that in college. It's gonna his game is gonna translate to the NFL. So practice went on, and here's what Connor Hughes had to say about the day and what he saw from the number 3 overall pick, number 51, Abdul Carter.
First day of Giants minicamp is over, and it would be impossible to talk about this afternoon without mentioning rookie first round pick Abdul Carter. He was an absolute monster. Yes, there are no pads. Yes, that puts the defense at an advantage. It does not matter. His speed around the outside, his bend, his versatility to rush inside, outside, it is undeniable and jarring at times. There was a series, second team defense versus second team offense and Jackson Dart, where Carter single-handedly ruined 3 of the 4 plays by getting to Dart before he was able to plant his back foot. He also made plays with the starters against Russell Wilson. I had him unofficially for 4 sacks. That is absolutely noteworthy. Can't wait to see what this guy does once the pads do come on. Couple other takeaways. Dalen Cambry, the undrafted rookie. Brian Daboll started practice by saying he's been impressed with some of the UDFA wide receivers He is one of them. Got some time with the first team offense, worked a lot with the second team offense because of injuries to Malik Nabers and Jalen Hyatt. I had quarterback throwing his way five times. He caught all five of those passes, including two touchdowns. One of them, a gorgeous play in the corner of the end zone on a throw from Jackson Dart to end a drive of the field drill. Finally, Russell Wilson, thought it was a pretty good day from him, threw a couple touchdowns, really does have complete control of this offense right now. He is the clear-cut, unquestioned quarterback one until maybe somebody, a rookie, steals it from him.
Couple things there. Malik Nabers is out with a toe injury right now. Whatever. He's going to play. That guy is a freak. When the time is right, he doesn't need to be running and doing anything now. He had a 1,000-yard season as a rookie. He's going to put on. But that last part, about, you know, Russell Wilson is the clear-cut number one. He's QB1. And Jackson Dart has been taking reps with the second team. Jackson Dart is in line to be QB2? Interesting, because the first quarterback they signed this offseason was Jameis Winston. When we come back from the next break, I want to play some audio from Jameis Winston. He actually went viral for a church sermon. This guy is destined to be some type of preacher or pastor, open up his own church in the South somewhere when he's done playing football, but he's far from done. But today I heard him speak to Art Stapleton, and I want to play his quote, what he talked about today. And I'm just like, this is a good guy to have around. This is a guy that has gone through some experiences and some things in his life, and I think that his energy is the right energy to have in that Giants locker room, in that Giants culture that needs some positive energy after the season they had last year. 888-808-1019. We'll finish talking about football on the Fan. I'm just ready. I'm itching for it. Like I said, the conversations on the Fan today about like Volpe's numbers against the first pitch or like swinging it. I was just like, we're getting too deep in the weeds, bro. Like if we're going to go over some plays, we might as well go over some football plays. What's done is done. You can't undo what's done. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Call me up if you've got any comments on the Giants or maybe even the Jets. When we come back, I want to play some audio from Jameis Winston, and we'll comment on that, and I'll talk about, you know, even in my chat, someone's, how many wins for the Jets? How many wins for the Giants? We're getting there. Before you know it, in a month, we'll be swimming in the conversation about camping and the NFL starting really soon. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. Don't go anywhere. We'll be...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be right back.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Hey. I forget what summer it was this song came out, and they played it all the time, everywhere, radio, DJs, birthday parties, graduation parties, weddings, cause you're a good girl. I'm like, this song is not even like that. It's not really a banger like that. Anyway, was it Robin Thicke, Pharrell, T.I.? And I think, what's the chick that they always have, Celebrity Row with the Knicks, that was in that video? Emma Ratatouille, Emily Ratajkowski, Emrata, yeah. See, I know some other stuff. I know some music stuff on top of the sports stuff. Speaking of music, let's listen to some more audio. Like I said before the break, I want to talk about some football stuff, forcing the football conversation because, you know, Sunday was a Sunday where it was just gloomy out. It was cloudy. It was gray. And I'm like, I don't feel like going anywhere. Did because it was Father's Day. But I'm like, you know what would be dope today if we had football games? And the Yankees day game sucked. So I'm like, I wish there was football on. Because at least on, you know, on football Sunday, if your team that you root for sucks, you got a fantasy team. You might have three fantasy teams. You might have some parlays. And if you're an NFL fan, you watch the entire NFL. Like, that's what I love about football, too. Like, baseball, it's too hard to do that. I don't know every starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. I don't know every team's starting lineup. I don't know who's coming out of bullpen every team. In the NFL, I pretty much know who every team's starting quarterback is, running back, wide receivers. Probably going to be able to name some offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Definitely know their secondary linebackers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different type of sport. Let's hear Giants' new quarterback, maybe third-string quarterback, but you know what? I think this guy is just taking an approach of like, I've made my money. I've done things in the league. I don't care where I land. I'm going to be ready to play and help my teammates. I saw he has a handshake with Tommy DeVito. Number 19, Jameis Winston. Shout out to Art Stapleton. Art Stapleton asked him a question, and I think the question is in the audio. So let's roll it. It's a little long, but I want to play it, and I want to react to it, and I think that, like, you'll understand after you hear it. Let's play it, Fleegs.
Jameis, when people talk about you when you were coming here and even throughout your career, the first thing they say is, what a character. What a character, what a personality. Does that ever bother you that they want to talk about that first and not mention who you are as a football player, or are you comfortable with that, and does that, you know, make you
want? I'm grateful that I can bring joy to the game. I'm grateful that through my hard work and effort on the football field that people notice me by my character. So that's just something that comes with it. You know, this is the greatest game in the world. So we need to be able to, drop our hair a little bit and notice that everyone has their own individual role. And I know what I've done in this NFL league in terms of playing football. And I'm grateful that I had that experience. But I also know that when I first came into this league, that I wasn't looked upon as a man of high character. I wasn't looked upon as that team-oriented guy. I had this perception of me that just wasn't true. And through my course of diving in and growing every single year, I've proven myself to be who I am, And I think that is the greatest compliment that someone can give you, is that you're truly who you are, despite the character or the giggles. I think if you ask any of my teammates, any of my coaches, who I am, they would say James is truly who he is.
James, can you?
He's good with his words, but he doesn't always connect his words. Like he says some things, but he doesn't always land the plane. He leaves some things out. But you get what he's saying. You're picking up what he's putting down. And if you follow Jameis' career like I did, I grew up rooting for Florida State. So, you know, I saw him coming out of, you know, Jimbo Fisher's Florida State. And I remember when there was a viral video of a guy that would yell things into a camera, and it got picked up by a lot of different people, where anyone that was doing live news coverage was susceptible to this catchphrase that got thrown out there. It's vulgar. I can't say it. I can't even, you know, it's, and it used to get spelled out, F-H-R-I-T-P. Jameis, as a Florida State college student, jumped on a table in a big group of students and yelled this, and he got in trouble for it. And then coming into the league as the number one pick, you know, he ended up getting into some real trouble. Not the crab leg stuff. Like, and I think I told the story about being down at Florida State. I did end up going in the Piggly Wiggly or Winn-Dixie or whatever the hell it was. I think it was a Piggly Wiggly. And down there in the South, they got the, you know, just the buffet type of area where there's ice, and then they put the crab legs and the lobster and the shrimps there, and people can come scoop them out and put them in the bag. And Jameis had an understanding with the person in there that, hey, I'm the quarterback at Florida State. Come in and do what you want. And that day somebody saw him and they said he stole some crab legs. But when he came into the league, you may know the story about the Uber driver, who was a woman who accused him of touching her inappropriately. It's a bad rap. And to hear his growth, and then to also have seen him on Hard Knocks with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where they showed his humble beginnings, where he grew up, but then also seeing him last year on the in-season Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns, and seeing now that he's, you know, got a wife and he's got kids, two little boys. I just see the growth in a human being, someone that I followed their career athletically, and I've seen the ups and the downs. And I think at this point in his career, how old is Jameis? 31? I think he is he's 31. I think he is a good player to have in that locker room, in that facility, that is not going to cause any trouble, that is going to make people laugh, make people smile, even bring in a little bit of religion. And he's going to help Jackson Dart. He's going to help Tommy DeVito. He's just going to help. He's going to help practice. Like, the Giants are going to be better because they have actual quarterbacks now getting reps. Like, if he's the third string guy getting the reps, and how about Jackson Dart? You know, Dable has been impressed with him. He said he's done excellent. He said he fits right in. He's progressed just through this camp. And when you go back to the draft and you go back to them taking Jackson Dart and trading back in to get him with 25th overall, like, it's kind of crazy. I didn't see this coming. I remember being on the Fan the night of the, I guess, Taxslayer Bowl or whatever it was, where Jackson Dart balled against Duke. And I'm like, this guy's going to shoot up the rankings. I'm like, he is the guy. He is Zach Wilson. Went to, I think, the same high school in Utah as Zach Wilson. He's better than Zach Wilson, though. I hope so. But I knew, I'm like, the hype train and the way the machine works, like, he just had this bowl game where I think he had over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. He balled out on Duke. And I remember picking through some stuff about how Duke had guys that they lost through NIL. They had guys that sat out the bowl game, whatever. And Duke is a basketball school that you should never draft a quarterback from, whatever. Jackson Dart beats them. He rises up all the way to be the second quarterback taken, and it's the Giants that take him. And they don't take Shedeur Sanders. And then everything comes out about Shedeur Sanders, but then more come out about Jackson Dart, and you get to see the videos of his visit and them kind of putting him through the gauntlet and Dable questioning him. And you know, I don't know. I'm excited for football. I think Jackson Dart, he could be QB2 behind Russell Wilson. And Russ had an injury last year where Justin Fields was able to start. Like, you might end up seeing this kid. And what I love that they're doing with him, and I've seen this just from following some of the reporters, Jackson Dart I'm talking about, they won't just say, Jackson Dart, you're a rookie, you're banished to the, you know, third string or even fourth string behind Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito is fourth string. I think Jameis is third, and Jackson Dart has earned already to get second team reps. But what I love that they'll do with him, first string will go, and they'll throw him in for a rep. Are you paying attention? Are you watching? Okay, kid, go. You're running with the ones. And I think that the Giants finally have different guys in this locker room now. I said I was going to talk about Cam Scataboo. I think they finally have enough talent and characters in this locker room to see a change. Nobody's expecting them to win anything this year. Even right now in my chat, let's see, someone just said, I don't expect them to win five games. I said, KB says, Giants won't win five games. Why not? They can't win five games? They can win five games. They can win five games. They're going to be dogs in every game, but it's the NFL. They're going to have a game where Malik Nabers goes off. This is different now, right? They have some talent. They have Abdul Carter to go along with Brian Burns and Kayvon and Sexy Dexy. Deontay Banks better be better. This Paulson Adebo is, everything I've heard about him so far is, yeah, that's why you go get this guy. Everything I'm seeing out of camp with this guy, they're like, yeah, he's as advertised. He's recovering, but like they're saying like he, you know, he's gonna be legit. Like everything that they've talked about with him, everything that, I guess, meetings and stuff like that, they're saying, you know, when they got him, I guess, from New Orleans, they're like, yeah, he's going to be a good addition to this team that needs to stop CeeDee Lamb, AJ Brown, Terry McLaurin. So I don't know. I'm not counting the Giants completely out. I said I was going to talk about their schedule. I think five is a good number. I think they can win five games. I think they can win six games. I think there are going to be probably three upsets. There's going to be games that they're close. Like if they are plus 3.5, 4.5, like those are close. But there's also going to be some games where they are plus 10, you know, and they're going to end up surprising some teams and beating some teams. I just think they have the right coach, and now they have the talent, now they have the characters, and they need to come together as a team in training camp. But so much of that comes from having guys like a Russell Wilson, like a Jameis Winston, like a Jackson Dart. Quarterbacks are the leaders. Like having leaders on the team and having multiple of them, it just makes the team feel better. It's not Daniel Jones, who is coming off an injury, has a contract situation, isn't performing well. Tommy DeVito, where everyone's like, here we go again. Are we really going to do this Tommy Cutlets thing? Drew Locke, who's like, Drew Locke had the best performance out of any Giants quarterback in recent memory, but he's Drew Locke. I don't even know where Drew Locke is now. I think there's something different going on with the G-men, where they should be able to surprise some teams this year, and I think that they're going to win games. Last year was such a terrible year. Like, I just don't see them having another year. You know, Mara said he wants to feel a little different about the team at the end of the year. But Scataboo, that's what I got to talk to you guys about. I guess Tiki had a take that he's going to get worn out. Why? How? Don't they have two other running backs that played last year? I think Scataboo should be the guy that you hand the ball to late in the game. He's the bowling ball. He's the guy that looks to run over guys. He's the guy that you start giving handoffs to in the second half. He doesn't need to run the ball at all in the first half. Tyrone Tracy, Devin Singletary, and then in the fourth quarter, when guys are tired and their legs are heavy and they're beat up, they don't want to meet Cam Scataboo in the hole. I think he's going to work hard. I think he's always had a chip on his shoulder, been an underdog. I think he's a change of pace from the other two backs. What do I know? I liked his game a lot at Arizona State. He was Arizona State this year. And I think that the Giants will use him correctly. I don't think he's going to get burnt out. I don't think that they're going to. Are people expecting him to get 20 carries a game? Did I miss something? I don't know. I gotta go back and rewind in the Free Odyssey app. Does Tiki have information that they're going to make him RB1 and he's going to get 20 carries? I just don't see them. If he stays healthy, I don't see them using it in a way where he's going to get burnt out or tired. I don't know. The caller that asked me about that said, like, you know, Tiki said he was going to be. I don't see that. I see him. You use him late in the game. You use him. You know, if you go back to when Saquon was with the Giants, Saquon could move the chains. Saquon could eat clock. Saquon was like, okay, when the game, like the Giants, when they went to the playoffs, the defense was able to take the ball. They were able to steal games, and they were able to ride the back of Saquon home. Like, okay, we're going to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley the rest of the way, kill clock, get first downs, and, you know, basically seal the deal. Saquon Barkley was the closer. They need another closer. Why can't Cam Scantaboo be somewhat of a closer? He's not Saquon, but why can't he be the guy that's like, yo, it's 3rd and 4, bro. You need to go pick up this 4 yards so we get another fresh set of downs, and then we can get to the 2-minute. 888-808-1019. You know, the other running back in town, Breece Hall. Breece Hall's got a prove it year. Breece Hall was the guy that they were comparing last year. They had Breece Hall ranked last year higher than Saquon Barkley. They're comparing him to Christian McCaffrey as far as like a weapon and what he would be. You know, in fantasy, I wasn't even thinking about drafting him in fantasy, but he went so high in fantasy drafts. You were just expecting more explosive plays out of him. You were expecting him to break more runs. And now there's rumors out there this week. Jet star running back Breece Hall is a prime candidate to be dealt at the deadline if New York falls out of the playoff race. Why? Why are you expecting them to fall out of the playoff race, and why are you expecting them to trade him? I think he's got a lot to prove, and in this offense and in this system, they're going to run the ball. And it's not going to be just Breece Hall. It's going to be Braylon Allen and maybe Isaiah Davis and definitely Justin Fields. So I think he's primed to have a better year. Maybe not get as many touches, but big plays. You need the explosive plays that you've seen from Breece Hall probably before that injury. But he's another year removed from the knee injury. Look at that. Time flies on me. That's it. Another one in the books. Not going to spend the whole night miserable, worrying about at-bats and slumps and just understanding that baseball is baseball and We love the game, and part of loving the game is going through the pain of watching your team struggle, watching your team have terrible at-bats, watching your team lose multiple games in a row, but knowing that it's a long season, it'll come out of it. C-Mac is coming up next. I'll be back with you tomorrow night, tonight. Hopefully the Yankees win and the Mets win as well, and we'll have a little different attitude. Thanks for listening. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.